Rebecca's elevator ride to the lobby was interrupted by a loud ding and came to a stop on the fourth floor. The doors opened from the center, like Moses parting the Red Sea, except that was a much bigger deal than an elevator door opening. Rebecca's worst nightmare was realized. Just 3 feet away, Bat Manhattan stood staring at her. She frantically pushed the closed door button, but Bat had his arm already inside. He grabbed her by the wrist. She shook him free and kicked him right in his junk. He went sprawling across the floor just as the doors closed. It was a narrow escape, Rebecca thought, but chances are Bat's thugs are waiting on every floor. Thinking quickly, she pushed the long black knob to shut down the elevator between floors. Nervously biting her finger and pacing around the elevator car, she struggled to clear her head. Then it came to her. She knew what to do. She reached down and opened the small metal door below the elevator buttons. Sure enough, there was a telephone. She pushed in the 7 digits to Chase's cell phone. He answered.
Chase, where are you? They're after me. I'm stuck in the elevator and I can't get down to the lobby.
Calm down, Rebecca. I'm in a cab outside the hospital, but I can't come in. Where are you? He asked. She just told them. Okay, Chase said. Listen carefully and do exactly as I say. Chase began to give her instructions, staying calm and cool, like people in those commercials for Air It Extra Dry. Meanwhile, Bat Manhattan cursed himself, then nursed his swollen jewels, but not long enough to really enjoy it. He barked out an order to Squiggy. Tap that elevator phone. I'm sure she's talking to Chase. He then jumped into another elevator headed to the 9th floor. When the doors opened, it was Dr. Quentin Pepper, ready to step inside. Bat took a deep breath. Hello, Dr. Pepper, he said as normally as he could. Oh, hi, he answered casually. You're Chase's brother, right? Have you seen Rebecca? I've got some big news for her. Bat smiled. I was just on my way to see her. Can I pass it along for you? He asked. Dr. Pepper stepped closer and whispered. I don't know how it happened, but the blood tests don't lie. She's pregnant. Bat slumped to the floor. I've got to kill her now, he thought. She and Chase are going to have a child and get the money. All his plans would be down the drain like Roto-Rooter. Suddenly, a memory flashed into his head that changed his plan 180 degrees. He closed his eyes and saw himself in bed with Rebecca. She never looked more beautiful in her bright yellow raincoat. He was proudly holding the long end of a toilet plunger. He spoke out loud, but not loud enough for Dr. Pepper to hear. It's my child. I was the last one with her. He pumped his fist in the air like Tiger Woods after rolling in a birdie putt to win the Masters. Then, much to the man's surprise, he grabbed the doctor by the back of the neck, pulled him close, and kissed him squarely on the lips. Picking up the elevator phone, he called down to the hotel lobby and said firmly and slowly, "Call off the search. We have a winner."